live and local from Locust.
Listen.
Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning.
Every morning.
On Star 102.5.
So you have a skill, and everyone in your life, especially people who are close to you, want you to do that for them, even though they don't want to pay.
Joe in Ankeny says he can paint houses.
Oh,
that's
boy.
What he does.
I would never tell a soul that.
I wouldn't either. And if you were my friend, Joe, I would be calling you all the time.
I like to paint. Like, even if it's just a wall.
Mm-hmm. I do not.
I enjoy taping things off.
Taping is the worst.
What is wrong with you? Who enjoys taping?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with my ADHD.
No.
It's the start, middle, end of a task, and
okay. It
done. Mm-hmm. It clearly is done when it's done, and...
Mm-hmm. If it works for you, that's cool.
Yeah, I suppose it's great. I'd find other tasks. It's the worst.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either. Yeah, I would never tell a soul if I were him. No way.
What do you do for a living? Unemployed. I don't do anything. I don't do anything at all.
Well, it depends. If they have money, I'd tell them.
Yes.
But if they don't... If they're related.
See, but that's, now that you say that, my boyfriend does tree removal for a living, and people will call him, but they call him for estimates. Like, they're going to pay him to do the work.
Right.
Nobody calls me for an estimate on a highlight. My sister's just like, oh, hey, can you do this for free? Fine.
What would be an estimate to get Ken's hair blonde? What would that be?
Blonde.
Why do you say these things?
Because
I don't understand.
Like, blonde?
I don't know what the going price is.
It's never
going
to happen.
I know, but...
Like $60?
Oh.
That's all.
See?
You don't have a ton of hair. Your hair's short.
Yeah, I know. But still, I didn't know what it cost to do that.
And that's what I was just curious.
Well, it helps and every time that you've got some lightning happening naturally already. Okay.
Wow.
Doesn't bother me.
Looks good.
Yeah, I know.
Fine. You're dreamy. Okay.
Sorry there. How long's it been?
I couldn't ask about a highlight for me, okay?
I know. How long's it been now?
Like 13 years.
Has it really been that long?
Really?
Longer. No, longer than that. Kids have never known me with hair.
Really?
Kids have never known me with hair.
Wow.
They've seen. Have they seen you with like the photos at
pictures.
Least?
Yeah.
Because I'm just shook when I see photos of you with hair, too. It makes you, for some reason, it makes you look much younger having hair, and you don't look very old now. That's my point. Like, how's that feel, Baldy?
Ken's dreamy.
Just be grateful you have a nice round head.
Thank you.
Because as a hairstylist, some people don't.
Good job.
Felt good.
You started it. You did.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
Right. All right, so what skill do you have that people seem to want to, take advantage of? 515-280-1025, Tamara's in Polk City. What do you do, Tamara?
I'm a writer, and I've been published and paid by organizations to do editing and proofreading. But I had one gentleman who wanted to, he said he would pay me for my skills. And so when you do copyright and proofreading, it's so little. And my bill was only like $12. But he kept coming back, asking me to do it. But he never paid that $12. So I just stopped taking his calls after that. And about, I don't know, a year later, I saw him at an organization where he had his professional materials displayed. And on one of the banners, and he's telling people that this is what he does. He helps them with their printing, and he helps them with their copywriting. But on one of the banners, he had spelled campaigns wrong.
Yes.
I was so happy.
I would have been too, yes.
Yeah, I never said I was the nicest person you'll ever meet, but... I can proofread for you really well.
Nothing wrong with being petty.
Okay. I'm going to quote you on that.
Absolutely.
Maybe that will go in my headstone.
Thank you, Tamara. Have a good day. Appreciate the call.
You bet. And
Bye.
If you need me, you know where to find me.
All right.
Kurt needs you. Kurt definitely does.
What? Your phone can actually make calls too. Call Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning anytime at 515-280-1025.